理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 8, Preview. How do you behave when you're alone? Late at night, when no one else is around, do you burst into spontaneous song and dance? Roll around on the grass? Make faces at the moon? If you're like most of us, you probably don't do any of these things very often. In fact, you probably don't even talk to yourself much.The unwritten rules and regulations of decent behavior, which some people call the social contract, are an amazingly strong force in our lives. The texts you're going to read in this unit examine the nature of these rules, speculate about why we obey them so automatically, and venture on a brief exploration of the strange territory outside the social contract.
Text A.Unwritten Rules by Bob Green. The restaurant was almost full. A steady hum of conversation hung over the room. People spoke with each other and worked on their meals. Suddenly, from a table near the center of the room came a screaming voice. "Damn it, Sylvia!" The man was shouting at the top of his voice. His face was red, and he yelled at the woman sitting opposite him for about 15 seconds.In the crowded restaurant, it seemed like an hour. All other conversations in the room stopped, and everyone looked at the man. He must have realized this, because just as suddenly as he had started, he lowered his voice and finished whatever it was he had to say in a tone the rest of us could not hear. It was startling precisely because it almost never happens. There are no laws against such explosions, and with the pressures of our modern world,You would almost expect to run into such things on a regular basis. But you don't. As a matter of fact, when I thought it over, I realized that it was the first time in my life I had witnessed such a demonstration. During all the meals I've had in restaurants, I had never seen a person start screaming at the top of his lungs. When you're eating among other people, you don't raise your voice.It's just one example of the unwritten rules we live by. When you consider it, you recognize that those rules probably govern our lives on a more absolute basis than the ones you could find if you looked in the law books. The customs that govern us are what make a civilization. There would be chaos without them, and yet it's not at all clear why, even in our disintegrating society, we obey them.How many times have you stopped at a red light late at night? You can see in all directions, there's no one else around, no headlights, no police cruiser idling behind you. You're tired and in a hurry, but you wait for the light to change. Is it for safety's sake? No, you can see that there would be no accident if you drove on. Is it to avoid getting arrested? No, you're alone, there's no one to catch you. Still...You sit and wait. At major athletic events, it is not uncommon to find 90,000 or 100,000 people sitting in the stands. On the playing field are 24 athletes, maybe fewer. There aren't enough security guards on hand to keep all the spectators from getting out of their seats and walking onto the field. But it never happens. Regardless of the emotion of the contest, the spectators stay in their places.And the athletes are safe in their part of the arena. The invisible barrier always holds. In restaurants and coffee shops, people pay their bills. It's a simple enough concept, yet it would be remarkably easy to wander away from a meal without paying at the end. Especially in these difficult economic times, wouldn't you expect this to become a common form of cheating? Why doesn't it happen more often?It's just another unwritten rule of human conduct that people automatically make good on their debts. They would no sooner walk out on a bill than start screaming. I know a man who, when he parks his car at a parking meter, always puts change in the meter, even if there's time left on it. He regards it as the right thing to do. He says he isn't doing it just to extend the time remaining. even if there's sufficient time on the meter to cover whatever task he has to perform at the location, he pays his own way. He believes that you're supposed to purchase your own time. The fellow before you purchased only his. There are so many rules like these, rules that we all obey, that we think about them only when that rare person violates them. In the restaurant, after the man had yelled, "Damn it, Sylvia," there was a tentative atmosphere among the other diners for half an hour after it happened. They weren't sure what disturbed them about what they had witnessed. They knew, though, that it had violated something very basic about the way we are supposed to behave, and it bothered them, which in itself is a hopeful sign that, more often than not, all is well.
New words. Hum.
Screaming.
Scream.
Damn.
Yell.
Precisely.
Precision.
Explosion.
Explode.
Explosive.
Basis.
Basically.
Witness.
Demonstration.
Absolute.
Custom.
Customary.
Disintegrate.
Headlight.
Cruiser.
Sake.
Arrest.
Athletic.
Security.
Spectator.
Emotion.
Contest.
Arena.
Remarkably.
Parking meter.
Extend.
Extension.
Location.
Violate.
Tentative.
Diner.
Behave.
Hopeful.
Text B. A Traffic Light is a Brainless Machine by David Schoenbrunn. The intellectualism of the French is found at every level of society. The cafe waiter, the taxi driver, the so-called little people of France are the most stimulating, if frequently frustrating, conversationalists in the world. Of them all, the most wildly creative are the taxi drivers. I deliberately provoke arguments with them, an easy thing to do, to see what they will say next. Of the hundreds of discussions I've had in taxis, one remains in my memory as uniquely, superbly French. It couldn't have occurred in any other country, except possibly in Brooklyn, where there exists a species of man similar in spirit, if not in exact form, to the French. It was midnight in Paris, and we were rolling along the Quai d'Orsay towards the street where I live. As we came to the Pont Alexandre III, the taxi slowed down, for the traffic light was red. Then, without stopping, we sailed through the red light in a sudden burst of speed. The same performance was repeated at the Alma Bridge. As I paid the driver, I asked him why he had run two red lights. "You ought to be ashamed of yourself, a veteran like you, breaking the law and endangering your life that way," I protested. He looked at me, astonished. "Ashamed of myself? Why, I'm proud of myself. I am a decent, honest citizen, and have no desire to get killed either." He cut me off as I started to protest. "No, just listen to me before you complain. What did I do? I went through a red light." "Well, did you ever stop to consider what a red light is, what it means?" "Certainly," I replied. "It's a stop signal and means that traffic is rolling in the other direction." "Half right," said the driver, "but incomplete. A red light is only an automatic stop signal. It does not mean that there is cross traffic." "Did you see any cross traffic during our trip?" "Of course not." I slowed down at the light, looked carefully to the right and to the left. There was not another car on the streets at this hour. "Well, then, what would you have me do? Should I stop, like a dumb animal, because an automatic, brainless machine turns red every 40 seconds?" "No, monsieur," he thundered, hitting the door with a huge fist. "I am a man, not a machine. I have eyes and a brain and judgment, given me by God. and it would be a sin against nature to surrender them to the dictates of a machine. Ashamed of myself, you say? I would only be ashamed of myself if I let those blinking lamps do my thinking for me. Good night, monsieur. Is this bad? Is this good? Frankly, I am no longer sure. The intellectual originality of the French is a corrupting influence if you are subjected to it for long. I had never before doubted that it was wrong to drive through a red light. After more than a decade of life in Paris, however, I find my old Anglo-Saxon standard somewhat shaken. I still think it is wrong to drive through a stop signal, except possibly very late at night, after having carefully checked to make sure there is no cross-traffic. After all, I am a man, not a machine.
New words. Brainless.
Intellectualism.
Café.
Frustrate.
Conversationalist.
Uniquely.
Superbly.
Superb.
Occur.
Veteran.
In danger.
Monsieur.
Fist.
Sin.
Surrender.
Dictate.
Blinking.
Blink.
Frankly.
Frank.
Originality.
Corrupt.
Corruption.